All right, Bauman, what are we doing?
Who wants to get rich?
All of us do, but none of us are going to get rich working here unless we get investigated.
I think if I get a single question right at this point, I'm bailing.
You're bailing?
You're bailing?
Yeah. Like I'm
like I did last week.
If I get a single question right from this point on, I'm taking my money and running every single time.
Oh, okay. All right. You heard that, Bauman.
I heard it.
What is this for, $100?
$64,000.
Oh, okay.
You ready, Giddens?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Did you study?
I
sure he studied. You sent him the email last night.
Which U.S. president signed the Endangered Species Act into law in 1973? A. Lyndon B. Johnson. B. Gerald Ford. C. Richard Nixon. D. Jimmy Carter.
I don't know. Sounds like something Jimmy Carter would do. Jimmy Carter, final answer.
No.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Gerald Ford.
No.
It had to be Nixon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was right in the middle of Nixon getting... Okay, go ahead.
Which Major League Baseball player became the first to hit 50 home runs in consecutive seasons? A. Babe Ruth. B. Jimmy Fox. C. Mickey Mantle. D. Ralph Kiner.
I think it's C. Mickey Mantle, final answer.
No, sir.
It is... Fox.
No, sir.
Yeah. Who was Babe Ruth. Yeah. We're so bad at this.
Well, look, I mean, it did happen in 1930.
I should have used a 50-50.
Yeah, I mean, it did happen back in the 30s.
You would have got Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, so you say that now.
You got two 50-50s left, Giddens, and you got
Can one. I use them both on the next question?
Use them on the same question. That's my idea.
Which planet has the longest orbital period of the four terrestrial planets?
Oh, my God.
A, Mercury. B, Venus. C, Earth. D, Mars.
You're saying that like you know.
Me?
Yeah.
I know.
Longest, do you believe me
knows? No, longest orbital period.
Longest orbital period of the four terrestrial planets. All right, give me 50-50.
Earth and Mars.
It's Mars, final answer.
Yes. Wow, he got it, David. Look at him.
I had to take the 50-50. I mean,
so he's got one 50-50 left and one, and he can't get anything wrong, right?
No.
Wow.
But I got 64,000, right?
Yeah.
I just got 64,000.
Yeah, yeah. So you can lock in here if you don't like the question.
Yeah, I'm probably going
to
do that.
You can at least try to use 50-50.
I should probably do that before you even read the question.
Give me the 50-50 now.
Which U.S. president signed the Pendleton Civil Service Reform Act into law in 1883? A. Rutherford B. Hayes. B. Chester A. Arthur. C. Grover Cleveland. D. Benjamin Harrison.
I'm going to lock in my...
You're not even
going to
try 50-50?
Yeah, you can give me the 50-50, and I'm going to lock in my final answer.
Do you want that? You want the answer, Giddens?
Give me the 50-50, and I'm going to answer for fun.
Chester A. Arthur, Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland.
No, sir. Chester Good. A. Arthur.
I made a correct decision.
Hey, Giddens, if you got to... $1 million, you want to hear the question for today?
Yeah.
Which U.S. president was the first to have been born a U.S. citizen rather than a British subject?
Okay.
Andrew Jackson, Martin Van Buren, John Tyler, James K. Polk.
John Tyler.
No, sir.
Martin Van Buren.
Yes, sir.
You get $1 million.
All right, we can quit now. I'm walking away, Giddens, if you give me that. All right, so he's done, right?
Yeah. I got 64K.
All right, he's got 64. We'll come back and see what I can do here in a minute. All right, Rocky Mountain Low there from Corey Kent. That's probably where I'm going to be after I answer these questions. Is a very low.
Hey, you're only at 32,000, so maybe you got a chance here, David.
So what, I got to answer one question right to get 64?
Yeah, because you didn't
lie. You got to answer two.
Yeah.
Two?
Yeah.
He's got to get the one at 64.
I'm at 32
right?
Now. I'm going for 64. Yeah.
No, I was at 64. That was my highest, so that's where I started. Your highest so far has been 32, so that's where you're starting.
I don't really understand.
And actually, only reason you got a 64 because he gave you the right answer that one time.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand all this. I just answer, and I answer wrong, so go ahead.
Okay. Which U.S. president signed the Social Security Act into law in 1935? Herbert Hoover, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Harry S. Truman, Calvin Coolidge. The year is 1935.
I know one that it is not.
Got two 50-50s.
Give me a 50-50 because I think I know the answer.
Franklin D. Roosevelt, Harry S. Truman.
I think it's Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Yes, sir. Look at that. David's already got there and only had to use a 50-50. He still got two wrong answers to get. And by the way, David, you're already automatically locked in at 32.
Okay.
Yep.
Because that's the lock-in point of
the
game.
Can I take that and run now? Who's giving me the check?
No, you're going to get 32 no matter, even if you miss all of them.
I'm saying I want to leave with $32,000 right now.
Don't take it and run because you're going to get 32 even if you miss all three.
Yeah, even if you miss all 64K questions.
You don't understand what I'm saying. Somebody give me a $32,000 check right now. And I'm done.
You don't want to go for 64?
No, I want the check now.
Which NFL running back became the first player to rush for 2,000 yards in a season? A. Walter Payton. B. Eric Dickerson. C. Orange Juice Simpson. D. Jim Brown.
That would be B. Eric Dickerson.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. That would that be Walter Payton?
No.
No, I wouldn't
OJ
have known
Simpson,
that then.
Orange Juice.
Orange Juice that. Simpson.
So I missed. So I still got a 50-50 and a miss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which Major League Baseball player was the first to have his uniform number retired by a team? Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Jackie Robinson, Ty Cobb. So I got a 50-50 and your miss.
Wow. I think I know this, but I'm about 70% sure I know this. Give me the 50-50.
Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth.
See,
you were going to guess.
That's the two that I was torn between.
You still got to miss. I just hope you don't have to miss this because the next question you're not going to like.
I really think it's Lou Gehrig.
It is Lou Gehrig. See if David can get this one getting.
So I'm at 64 now?
No, you're still 32.
You still have...
I got two of them right. How can I be...
Yeah, but you missed one, so you went back down.
This is...
So what does he have left? A miss and a 50-50?
Yeah, miss and a 50-50. All right. So, I mean, you're still good. You're still in good shape, David.
All right.
He only got 64 today.
Give me the astrology question.
Which U.S. state was the last of the original 13 colonies to ratify the Constitution? A, North Carolina. B, New York. C, Rhode Island. D, Virginia.
I honestly think I know it. If I miss, I'm done, right?
No.
You still got one more round to go through, but you're probably going to get the next question wrong.
So if I miss, I stay where I'm at anyway.
You're 32. You're locked in 32.
And I still got a 50-50 I can take on the next one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the answer is North Carolina.
No.
Is it Virginia?
No, it is not. Rhode Island.
I thought it was one of those two.
Here you go, David.
So you say I'm going to miss this one automatically.
You don't have any misses left. You still have a 50-50.
No, he was saying I'm going to miss this question.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't like your odds on this one.
Then give me my 32,000 and I'll go
home. You still got the 32 even if you miss.
Yeah, you still got 32 even if you miss, even if you get it wrong.
So I got a 25% chance. I didn't take a 50-50.
No, you can still got a 50-50.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is go ahead, take a shot.
I'm fixing to flip the coin, baby. Let's go.
Which planet takes the longest amount of time?
Give me a 50-50.
Which planet takes the longest amount of time to complete one orbit around the sun? Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Jupiter.
50-50.
Uranus and Neptune.
I think I remember hearing this at one time on a sitcom. I think it's Neptune.
It is. Look at David.
Hey,
look at David.
He got a solar system question right.
I went home and watched that sitcom last night for all of you that want to know.
So you're 32 locked in, David.
Actually, the question that I heard on that on a sitcom one time was which was the furthest away from the sun, which told me that it would take
There you long. Go.
Just
there
use go, David. A little bit of common sense.
That was probably Pluto.
No. Mm-hmm. It was Neptune.
Wow. It's a newer sitcom.
Yeah.
Which Supreme Court case...
Hey, wait a minute. What if I would have answered Third Rock from the Sun? All right, go ahead.
Which Supreme Court case struck down a Virginia law requiring racial segregation on interstate buses? Morgan v. Virginia, Plessy v. Ferguson, Heart of Atlanta Motel versus United States, Browder v. Gale, And you might as well just go ahead and answer it, because even if you get it wrong, you still get $32,000.
B.
Which, Plessy v. Ferguson?
Yeah.
No, sir. Morgan v. Virginia. So, I mean, you still got 32, David.
That's where I started. I mean, I didn't really gain a whole lot.
You're still way behind Giddens.
Well, what's the scores now?
Way behind. I'm only one question behind him.
You do that. You get your calculator out, Giddens.
Well, oh, I see what y'all are doing. Y'all are doing for the whole show.
Yeah.
How many more weeks are we doing this? Till somebody gets to a million?
Yeah, total a million.
Hell, we'll play this game forever.
I know Giddens is getting pretty up there.
All right, so I think if my math's correct, I got 189,000 and...
I got 32.
You got 82.
There you go, David, $82,000.
You're $107,000 behind me.
That's pretty good for somebody that don't get the answers to the questions versus somebody that does. I mean, come on.